Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Vakama. Perik Dalit, Mishnah Beis. Shar Shei Mu'ed Laminoi. A Shar, which is a Mu'ed, he has a habit of attacking and reattacking his own kind, Laminoi. In other words, other oxen. But we don't see that he's a Mu'ed for Ein Aminoi. We never see him attacking horses or donkeys. So the halachi is, this is the gears of the Gemara, Ein Aminoi L'Sha Ein Aminoi. He's not considered a Mu'ed for Ein Aminoi. So Vaiva Shar Mu'ed, because he already attacked an ox multiple times, and suddenly he attacks a horse, he's still a Shar Tam in regard to the horse. The Gemara does say that let's say my Shar attacked a Shar, a Chamar, and a Gamal, an ox, a donkey, and a camel. So clearly he doesn't discriminate. Even though he didn't attack each one three times, but we say he's a Mu'ed for anything that comes his way. Vaiter Zak the Mishnah. Mu'ed Li Adam, this Shar attacks people. But he doesn't have a history of attacking behemoths, so the din is Einoi Mu'ed LeBehema. Again, that's the Gersa of the Gemara. As far as a behemoth is concerned, he's still a Shar Tam. Vaiter Zak the Mishnah, this is the third case in the Mishnah. Mu'ed LeKtanim, this Shar so far only attacked little Shvarim, calves. Then again, the Gersa, Einoi Mu'ed LeGdoilim. He's not considered a Mu'ed for a large Shar. Could be, he's scared of large Shvarim. He's scared of, the way they say, picking on someone his own size. And the Tanna reminds us, Es Shehu Mu'ed Lai, in regard to the type that he's a Mu'ed for, when he attacks, Meshalim Nezek Shalem, he has to pay the complete Nezek. The Es She'ein a Mu'ed Lai, if he attacked a mean that he hasn't attacked till now, then Meshalim only Chatzi Nezek. The Mefarshim explained why it was necessary for the Mishnah to remind us this, but we'll go weiter. Amru, the Talmidim said, Lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. The Talmidim, sitting before Rabbi Yehuda, asked this Shalem. If the Shar was a Mu'yid, l'Shabbosais, only on Shabbos, but ve'en a Mu'yid l'chayil. In other words, this Shar attacked, let's say Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Yisrael, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Mishpatim, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Trum. In the days in between, he didn't attack. And he passed plenty of other oxen during the weekdays, but he didn't attack them. What is the din with this Shar? Could there be such a thing as a Mu'yid only for a certain day? The Gemara explains that it's left after Shabbos. The same would be true if we know the Shar only attacked, let's say, on the 10th day of the month, or the 20th day of the month, or on Sundays. But Shabbos is more shchiach. It's more likely that a Shar would attack on Shabbos than during the week. Why? One reason is he's not working on Shabbos. You're not allowed to work with your Shar on Shabbos. If he's working, he's busy with his work. He doesn't have time to attack other Shvarim. When you're not working, so you become like a little bit of a big shot, you know? Huh, the world is mine. Who are you? I'm going to attack you. That's what happens. Daitai Zacha, all of the Gemara says, as the Batanura quotes over here. Another reason is, it could be that on Shabbos he sees people wearing their Shabbos clothes. He doesn't recognize them. And that's why he attacks them. Amalem, so Rabbi Yehuda told them, yes, indeed. If that's the case, then l'Shabbosais, in regard to Shabbos, Meshalem Nezek Shalem, and l'Yemaisachel, if he attacks during the week, he's only a Tam. And Meshalem, he pays only Chatzi Nezek. Just like you can be a Mu'yed for one mean and not for a different mean, you can be a Mu'yed only for Shvarim and not for horses, you can be a Mu'yed for Shabbos and not for the weekday. Vaiter Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai Hutam, a Shar that is a Mu'yed l'Shabbosais. What would have to happen for this Shar to be a Tam on Shabbos? And the answer is, Meshiach Zaboy Shloisha Yemei Shabbosais. If three Shabbosais pass, Tetzave came, Kisisa came, Vayakel came, all those three Shabbosais. And the Shar saw other Shvarim and did not attack them. Then he goes back to his status of being a Shar Tam, even for Shabbos. Okay, chazring over, in our Mishnah we learned. A Shar that's a Mu'yah to attack other Shvarim is not a Mu'yah to attack horses, donkeys, or camels. He's a Mu'yah to attack people. He's not a Mu'yah to attack behemoths. If he's a Mu'yah to attack little Shvarim, that doesn't make him a Mu'yah to attack big Shvarim. It could be he's scared of big Shvarim. He only wants to start up with someone that he knows is smaller than him. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yehuda, what if he's a Mu'yah to attack only on Shabbos? And we explained it could be that on Shabbos he doesn't work, so, you know, he's in a different kind of a mood. Some people, if they're not busy, they get into trouble, and some animals are the same way. Or it could be on Shabbos he doesn't recognize the people. And Rabbi Yehuda answered that he's only a Mu'yah for Shabbos. He's not a Mu'yah for the weekday. And how would he become a Tam for Shabbos if three Shabbosis in a row pass and he doesn't attack anyone? There once was a story of a small baby that didn't want to nurse on Shabbos. He didn't want to nurse from his mother on Shabbos, and it was a great sakana to the baby, and no one knew what to do about it. The doctors were dumbfounded. When the Rogatchover heard about it, the Rogatchover said that the mother should put on her weekday clothes for when she nurses the baby. And the baby nursed? If the baby didn't recognize his mother in the Shabbos clothing? And Imamish saved the baby's life, and they asked the Rogatchover, where did you read this, in which medical book? The Rogatchover said, I never looked in a medical book in my life. But the Torah has the answers to everything. He learned it from this Mishnah in Masechtas Bava Kama, where we see, actually the Gemara that explains the Mishnah, that sometimes a Shor is going to act very different if he doesn't recognize the people in their Shabbos clothing.